So one of the great chassadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, in addition to giving us Yom Kippur, is that he gave us a mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur, because we really would have eaten anyway, I think. So this way it becomes a mitzvah. So we got extra special schuyos moving into Yom Kippur. There are many, many reasons suggested for this mitzvah. Two of the most commonly cited, Rashi says, that the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is preparation in order to be able to fast properly on Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva quotes three explanations for the mitzvah, one of which is that that Yom Kippur is a yontif, and nonetheless, it's also a fast. So how could we be mekayim the yontif aspect of Yom Kippur? So on Erev Yom Kippur, we're able to have a sudas yontif of Yom Kippur. We just have it a little bit early. And in addition, he writes that it reflects the great simcha that we have, that we're able to be cleansed of our averus, of our spiritual impurities. In terms of some of the details, so what does a person have to eat? Is it okay to, no matter what a person eats, or is a person specifically required to have bread and to be kovei se'uda? Let's say a person doesn't like to have bread. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, Lashon HaGemara is, kola ochel vishose, anyone who eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, so it's considered as though he fasted, he gets schar, as though he had a mitzvah of fasting. So ochel vishose is not necessarily specifically kvi suda, it's not necessarily bread. So whatever you eat, you're mekayim the mitzvah. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Yonah specifically writes, kovei suda, that a person is supposed to be kovei suda, which works out well with his explanation of what the mitzvah is. If it's a suda's yomtiv type of or a celebratory type of a meal, so it makes sense that it should be kvi suda. If we were working more with Rashi's thought process, so anything a person eats, as long as it gives him energy for the fast, that would be sufficient. So that would seem to be a little bit of a difference in terms of the way some Rishonim and Achronim view what you're supposed to eat. Well, Halacha certainly recommended to have bread. I think that the common practice is that the Suda Mafsekas people do have bread. What if a person is not going to be fasting the following day? So the Ksav Sofer writes, if a person is not fasting, it would make sense that if the mitzvah of eating is to prepare for the fast, that it wouldn't necessarily apply. But he says, we're not going to go ahead and make Piskei Halacha based on necessarily, or at least Lekula, based on Tamei HaMitzvos. But what about the following? Let's say, what about a woman? So Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, generally speaking, women are exempt. Is a woman covered under this mitzvah of Achila Ber of Yom Kippur? So here many poskim write that the linkage to the fast would be a reason to be mechayiv, to say that women are included in the mitzvah of Achila Ber of Yom Kippur. And this is not just Begeder Tamei HaMitzvos, but the Gemara darshins this mitzvah of Achila Ber of Yom Kippur from the pasuk of Iruyan Yom Kippur. So therefore it would seem that women would be included in this mitzvah. So Ksav Sofer makes a combination. He writes, let's say a woman is not going to fast on Yom Kippur. So then she wouldn't be included in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, because the whole reason to be mechayiv women is under the assumption that there's a connection between the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur and the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. But that same connection would indicate that someone who's not going to fast on Yom Kippur due to medical needs would not be included in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So he says a woman who's not going to fast on Yom Kippur would not be included in this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Rav Asher Weiss writes that he thinks this does not necessarily make sense. He says, even if a person is going to eat on Yom Kippur, that doesn't mean that he's not included in the mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippur. That the mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippur requires that a person eat only what's absolutely essential for Pikuach Nefesh, or even a Chashash Rachok of Pikuach Nefesh purposes. And anything beyond that a person would eat, that would be the regular Aveira of Achila B'Yom Kippur. And therefore, even a person who's not going to be able to entirely fast on Erev Yom Kippur would be included in the mitzvah, even if we assume that the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is in order to give a person strength for the fast, such a person would be included under that mitzvah. He writes that he assumes that everyone's included in the mitzvah, even if he's not going to fast on Yom Kippur, even if it's a woman, even if it's a woman who's not going to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, they would be included in the mitzvah. Certainly to the extent that we would say that the seuda that we have on Erev Yom Kippur is like a celebratory seuda, or a seudas mitzvah, a seudas yomtiv for Yom Kippur, so certainly it would be hard to distinguish based on these considerations of woman or someone who's not going to be fasting. Finally, when does this mitzvah apply? Does it apply on the night of Erev Yom Kippur? Does it apply in the morning? Does it apply only specifically in the afternoon? So once again, this might relate to this question of what the mitzvah is about and what it's oriented towards. La'alacha, as far as I can tell, most assume that it does not apply at night. It applies specifically during the day. There is room to discuss that maybe it applies dafka at the end of the day, but many simply write that it applies on the day of Erev Yom Kippur. Have a wonderful day.